Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Travelling restrictions and the new Garda enforcement laws to prevent people flouting the current COVID-19 restrictions. That's what you're going to be talking about this morning. I'm sure many of you saw the footage online and on social media yesterday evening of the many Garda checkpoints right across the country, stopping and asking people where they were going to and coming from. And certainly from some of the footage that I saw on Twitter last night, there appeared to be huge numbers of cars, huge tailbacks of cars at checkpoints out on the road. Now, there's nothing to say that they weren't all essential workers returning to or going to work, but I certainly have my doubts. We want to hear from you this morning. Have you noticed an influx again of people into your hometown, into your area over the past 24 hours? Do get in touch with us, because that's actually the point that's dominating the front of the Irish Examiner this morning. The paper leading today with appeal to call out the COVID-19 lockdown cheats. That's the Examiner's headline this morning. This is members of the public should call out COVID-19 cheats and inform the guards about people who are breaching the lockdown restrictions that have been introduced to try and combat this COVID-19 virus. And the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, made the plea amid growing fears, really, of public complacency now over the restrictions over the bank holiday weekend. If you're just joining us, Drew Harris said that if people see something that is of concern to them, which they think maybe is something where there's a risk of the illness being spread on, a further vector for the illness, then they should let us know so that we can act, arrive there, deal with the situation and hopefully resolve it. And that's commentary from Drew Harris yesterday. And this, of course, comes as the guards have been granted these new powers to arrest and prosecute anyone breaching the restrictions on further movement. We want to know, what do you make of that this morning? Will you call out people who you know who don't normally live beside you, who are now all of a sudden they've arrived for the bank holiday weekend? Will you pick up the phone? Will you ring the guards and say, hang on, Andrea Gilligan's in number one, she doesn't normally live here full time? We're interested to hear from people this morning. Will you do that? Will you call out the lockdown cheats? You can let us know on 53106 this morning at a cost of 30 cent. Also, The Independent just reminding us this morning, their headline today, one chance to obey Garda orders or face a €2,500 fine. This is, of course, the people found outside their home without this reasonable excuse. They're going to be given one chance to comply with the instructions, and the threat of these stiff penalties will be married with a massive policing operation that's already in full swing ahead of the bank holiday weekend. The Irish Times leading this morning with something just a little bit different. You may have heard it at the top of the news bulletin there. This is the state exams may be held in late summer. The examinations, the leaving cert, may now be held in late summer or in the autumn, because the government believes that it's unlikely the COVID-19 restrictions will be lifted in time for the usual June start date. Now, the students have been urged to continue with their studies as the senior officials in the Department of Education consider a range of contingency options due to the coronavirus crisis. And according to the Irish Times this morning, one senior source said that it's now looking more likely that the exams would be held at the tail end of the summer, as the restrictions were unlikely to be lifted in time for the June 3rd written exams date. More on that story, front page of the Irish Times this morning. The other story in the front of the Irish Times, you heard Kieran mention it there. We'll have more coming up on News Talk Breakfast from 7. And this is the intensive care units. The emergency care doctors expressing concern again that the peak of the most critically ill patients has yet to hit the hospitals, and yet existing intensive care units approaching full capacity in some cases. Medics have raised concerns about a surge of critically ill patients requiring intensive care this weekend and even early next week, and a possible further peak later this month if members of the public did not adhere to social distancing requirements over the course of the Easter bank holiday weekend. There's more on that story on the front page of the Irish Times too today. Just some of the other stories though that you're going to be talking about this morning. Lovely little story in the front of the Irish Examiner today about a young 8-year-old girl. This is the brave Leah, who's 8 years of age, has been praised for how she handled her baby sister's surprise lockdown home delivery, even briefing the ambulance crew as she escorted them to the new arrival. And her mum, Emma Hartnett, said that she and her partner, Jonah Gordon Boyd, could not have done it without young Leah. She said that the cool-headed 8-year-old recalled the details of baby Ali's surprise early morning arrival in their apartment in Ballincollig in Cork. A lovely story, front page of the Irish Examiner too today. Also just staying in Cork this this morning. Irish and international investors have pumped just over 1 billion euro into property investment in Cork over the past 5 years, confirming it as the top Irish city outside of the capital for funds. And while, of course, COVID-19 will negatively affect investment in the short term, Cork is very well placed to secure continued strong transactional activity in the medium term. That's according to CBRE's Brian Edwards. And there's more on that story inside the property section and front page of the Irish Examiner to today. Just a few of the other interesting stories. The Times, Times UK this morning has a story about desperation for wills. Wills are being signed on car bonnets and held in place by windscreen wipers so they can be witnessed in the lockdown period in the UK. Solicitors telling the BBC yesterday that there's been huge demand to get wills signed. Documents have been held in place by the windscreen wipers and signed on the car bonnet in a novel way for wills to be witnessed during the social distancing regulations. Signatures are also being watched through windows and patio doors, as current restrictions make the 2-year-old will writing laws difficult there to uphold. Ministers in the UK, though, saying there's no plans to relax the strict regulations. Just finally for this morning, though, score score, not war war. That's the headline on page 9 of the Times UK this morning. Just interesting, the politicians should stop talking as if we're at war and use positive language. This is according to research by a linguist at Lancaster University. They've said that although hostile language gets the seriousness and the gravity of the problem or situation across to the public, it also makes people act aggressively. They've suggested using football analogies instead. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.